Proclamation number 7478 of 15th of December, 1959. God's Word, Spiritual Sun. The spiritual sun shines in your hearts when you hear my word. And it illuminates everything and dispels all darkness. The spiritual sun is the light from above which emanates from me myself and shall find reflection in your heart so that it will work on and in you. The spiritual sun originates from the source of all light, from me myself, who is the source of love, light and truth and who constantly flows out to all beings in the entire universe, to all earthly and spiritual beings who open themselves to let my light of love flow into them. And where this sun now shines, all darkness is eternally chased away, i.e., people who stand in the light of love of the spiritual sun also stand in realization, and all spiritual darkness has departed from them. And the human being feels good when he has escaped the darkness, even though he does not feel the great earthly grace as does his soul, which is happy that it has escaped the darkness and entered the circuit of my sun of love. But my sun shines for everyone. Only those who flee its glow and voluntarily seek out the night will experience nothing of the benefit of the sun's rays, and therefore no ray will shine for them to show them the way out of the darkness. And thus my word from above sounds to all, but not all expose themselves to the benefit of the divine word, not all desire its rays and allow themselves to be illuminated by them. Many continue to walk in darkness, they avoid the divine light of love, they don't listen when a light is brought to them through my messengers, when the divine gospel is proclaimed to them. They turn away and continue to walk in spiritual darkness and therefore cannot be happy in their hearts either, for the darkness will always deprive them of all cheerfulness. The darkness will depress them even if they walk in the world in the glow of the dazzling lights which, however, don't spread brightness in their hearts. They could bask in the rays of my divine light of love, they could be immeasurably blissful, and their soul would also feel it when it is illuminated by rays of light which enlighten everything in it and make it appear transparent, which was previously still confusion and darkness. The soul only feels at ease in the rays of the divine sun of love. It feels my radiance as a blessing and would like to constantly stay in this sphere, yet the human beings will ease decisive as to whether the soul comes into its own or not, for the human being's will alone determines that it stays in the light of the spiritual sun or steps out again into the shadow of darkness where dense darkness surrounds the soul. And therefore the human being cannot be forced to listen to my word from above and make it his own, because free will always has to decide whether the human being opens himself to the rays of the divine sun of love or whether he closes himself off and flees the light to his own disaster and ruin, for the soul can only feel at ease in the light, and every dark state is a state of torment for it. But the spiritual sun constantly sends its rays out into the darkness, and every being which desires light can enter its realm and it will feel bliss in abundance, for my sun of love radiates brightest light, and where there is light there is bliss. Amen.